for not being in person this time. I'll try to be quick because these are hefty articles, this one in particular, and just sort of share two more general thoughts, which I think can be applied in different ways throughout the articles that have been considered so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I think particularly as it relates to articles 4 and 5, but also in article 2. There are several human rights that are framed here as collective rights. And the draft seems to assert that people of African descent have similar collective rights as do, you know, currently people of indigenous peoples. Indigenous peoples. Human rights are, with certain limited exceptions, as in the case of indigenous peoples, individual rights and not collective rights. So there's really nothing in the UN Charter, the UDHR, or international human rights law that would suggest otherwise. So in that case, for Article 2, I would request that the United States be added as one of the countries requesting brackets on the phrase of collective and or individuals in item 2. And I apologize for going back to that one, but just wanted to add ourselves to that. Also in Article 4 in the beginning, there's mention of collective or individual. I would also request that we be added as bracketing that phrase in Article 4. The second and last general kind of comment I'd like to make is that there's quite unclear rights language in various parts of these elements. And I think particularly in Article 5, which refers to a number of purported rights that are not recognized in the major international human rights covenants, or it further defines otherwise existing rights in ways that go beyond how those rights themselves are framed in treaties. So we know any rights language here will need to be reviewed carefully to ensure it's consistent with existing international human rights law. And so just to sort of note a few specific examples, although it's not an exhaustive list, but in Article 5, letter C, there's the language of the right of people of African descent to benefit from underwater cultural heritage. I don't think that's been enshrined in any place using that particular language. The right to be free of violence, as worded in that way, has also neither been, and I'm referring here to bullet point I, has not been referred to in that sense. So this is, I think, certainly a lot more than we'll be able to cover in this working group, and especially in the time that allows, but just to note in general terms that there are many references to rights that are not codified and cannot be referred in that particular way, and we'll need to sort of be scrubbed for their particular contents whenever we refer to rights. Thanks very much. Just those two general comments on collective rights and on how rights are referred to in other places.